This shiur is dedicated Leilu Nishmat Gil Yaakov Ben Itra. His Shema should have an aliyah. So, continuing in the inyan of Kiddush Levana and Alachot, we'll just have one more shiur of introduction, and tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, we're going to start getting into the nitty-gritty Halachot. The Midrash in Parshat Bo says an amazing thing. We all know that the Makor for Rosh Chodesh is in Parshat Bo, and it was the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, Achodesh Azeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So the Midrash says as follows. The Midrash says, Am Yisrael Nimshelu L'Alvana. This is a quote from the Midrash Parshat Bo. Am Yisrael Nimshelu L'Alvana. Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation, are compared to the moon. Ma Levana, just like the Levana, just like the moon, Barishon Lachodesh Matchelet Lehair, on the first day of the month it begins to shine, Umosifa Veholechet At Tetvav Yom, and it continues to shine and to grow in its light until the 15th day of the month, Umitetvav Yom Ad Sof HaChodesh, and from the 15th day of the month until the end of the month, Pochetet Veholechet, it decreases, and it decreases in light, and the light begins to diminish, Veshuv Mitchadeshet Be'echad LaChodesh Haba, and then once again it renews itself and begins to shine and regrows and presses the refresh button once again on the first day of the following month. Kach Yisrael, so to Am Yisrael, Al Echad, Dor Echad, the first generation, Me'avram Avinu Ad Shlomo, until Shlomo HaMelech's generation, it was 15 generations. So the first 15 generations of the Jewish nation was all kulo shine and kulo light and kulo kedusha, kulo holiness. Mavraham, it grew to Yitzhak and then to Yaakov and then the Shvatim, so on and so forth, until eventually it reached its peak in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, where the Bet HaMikdash was built at its glory and the Shekhinah had a very, very comfortable place to rest. Unfortunately, as the Midrash continues, the next 15 generations after that, after Shlomo HaMelech's generation, Am Yisrael, the Kedusha of Am Yisrael began to diminish one generation after the other one, and ultimately ended up in the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash in the times of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. However, the Midrash says that the same way the Levana is Mitchadesh every single month, and even when it diminishes, even when the light gets smaller and smaller until it nearly disappears, it once again renews itself and starts the growing process. So too Am Yisrael, we've been through many, many tough times in our history, and even at those generations, those years, months, days, where we feel like our light, our shine, our kedusha is being diminished, slowly, slowly. However, we should not be mityayesh, we should not give up hope, and we should be yearning and waiting for the future, that our nation as a whole and and each individual, his he will be mitchadesh just like the Levana. So that's Rabotai, the segula of the Levana as well. Another introduction, another very important point of Kiddush HaChodesh. In essence, when you're going to be mekadesh the Chodesh every month, what you're really saying is that the same way the month is mitchadesh, and the same way I'm seeing the moon right now, and it's on its growth, it's in a growth process, so to Am Yisrael. It's only going to be in a growth process, and Bezat Hashem, we should be zochet to the binyan of the Bet HaMikdash and the ultimate growth, and to the Biyat HaMashiach, and that's Rabotai. If you look at this is not a very nice, you know, it's not a drush or remez. This is the pshat in Kiddush HaChodesh. If you open up the sidur into Kiddush Levana, in the bracha, which is the most important part, the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's the actual bracha, and the bracha says, we pray and we say shegam hem atidim litchadesh kemota, that Am Yisrael shegam hem, also Am Yisrael in the future, shegam hem atidim in the future litchadesh kemota, in the future they will be zochet to renew it themselves just like kemota, just like the moon to the moon, and Am Yisrael bezat Hashem will renew ourselves to our honor and to our glory. B'mehrav yamenu, amen. B'chananya ben Akashi Amer Atzak.